Getting back to the issue of CD30 testing, what do we know about whether or not those assay results change with time as the tumor evolves? What do we know about heterogeneity at different locations?
Wow, those are very good questions. I can give you my own experience. There's not a lot published because, as you know, most of the time when a biopsy is done and you're able to render a specific diagnosis, you don't go back and ask the clinicians to biopsy another site. Well, most of the time you don't. There may be rare occasions when you might need to. So there's very little evidence in the literature. I would base most of my evidence on looking at recurrent disease, for which I have more experience. And again, that's the tincture of time, and who knows what that could do. But in my experience, cell of origin, CD30, those are things that tend to be fairly robust, and they're usually maintained. You know, I won't be surprised that over time, as people start to biopsy people who have been given brentuximab vedotin, there will be some scenarios begin to develop where actually selection has occurred on the basis of cells not expressing it anymore. And so we saw that with CD20 and the use of rituximab a little bit. I'm sure we will see it with other more specific therapies. But at the present time, there's very little literature that informs on knowing about heterogeneity and at the time of relapse.